in the Face studio. Today is Faith-Based Saturday. Sunny Saturday here in London. We'll be right back. Shout out to the peeps that I've been in contact with in the last couple of weeks actually. Had some very interesting conversations. So one of the recurring conversations throughout the last couple of weeks has been between the guys and I, it's been so how do you find the right woman in this day and age, in this world? So I figure since it's a question that's on people's hearts, it'd be good to share a bit about it today during the show. In the chat room. Anyone that wants to get interactive, www.sub.fm/chat. So as a Christian, when you want answers to your questions, you always go to the Word of God. And I found a really cool scripture in Proverbs 31 in the Message Bible. too. So there's a good scripture in the Message Bible in Proverbs 31, starting in verse 10. It says, "A good woman is hard to find and worth far more than diamonds. Her husband trusts her without reserve and never has reason to regret it. Never spiteful, she treats him generously all her life long. She shops around for the best yarns and cottons and enjoys knitting and sewing. She's like a trading ship that sails to faraway places and brings back exotic surprises. She's up before dawn preparing breakfast for her family and organizing her day. She looks over a field and buys it, then with money she's put aside plants a garden. First thing in the morning she dresses for work, rolls up her sleeves eager to get started. She senses the worth of her work, is in no hurry to call it quits for the day. She's skilled in the crafts of home and hearth, diligent in homemaking. She's quick to assist anyone in need, reaches out to help the poor. She doesn't worry about her family. When it snows, their winter clothes are all mended and ready to wear. She makes her own clothing and dresses in colorful linens and silks. Her husband is greatly respected when he deliberates with the city fathers. She designs gowns and sells them, brings the sweaters she knits to the dress shops. Her clothes are well made and elegant, and she always faces tomorrow with a smile. When she speaks, she has something worthwhile to say, and she always says it kindly. She keeps an eye on everyone in her household and keeps them all busy and productive. Her children respect and bless her. Her husband joins in with words of praise. Many women have done wonderful things, but you've outclassed them all. Charm can mislead and beauty soon fades. The woman to be admired and praised is a woman who lives in the fear of God. Give her everything she deserves. Festoon her life with praises." So for starters, I'd say those are definitely the qualities of a woman of value.
make that sacrifice and commitment to change for the better.
Yeah.
So if we're going to talk about good qualities in women, I definitely have to talk about Ruth. A little bit of backstory, there's a woman named Naomi whose husband dies and she has two daughters-in-law. And their husbands die as well, so she says to her daughter-in-laws, okay, you guys ain't gonna have husbands for a while, so you might as well leave me. And she's pretty persistent about it. She's telling them they really need to go. But Ruth has like an exceptional level of loyalty. And she says in Ruth chapter 1, 16 and 17 in the message, but Ruth said, don't force me to leave you. Don't make me go home. Where you go, I go. And where you live, I'll live. Your people are my people. Your God is my God. Where you die, I'll die. And that's where I'll be buried. So help me, God. Not even death itself is going to come between us. As the story continues, she proves to be a hard-working woman as well. In chapter 2, verse 2, one day Ruth, the Moabite foreigner, said to Naomi, I'm going to work. I'm going out to glean among the sheaves. following after some harvester who will treat me kindly. Naomi said, go ahead, dear daughter. So as the chapter 2 continues, we see that she's a very humble person, as well as being hardworking. She earns herself a good reputation. In verses 6 onwards, it says, the foreman said, why, that's the Moabite girl, the one who came with Naomi from the country of Moab. She asked permission. Let me glean, she said, and gather among the sheaves, following after your harvesters. She's been at it steady ever since, from early morning until now, without so much as a break. Then Boaz spoke to Ruth. Listen, my daughter, from now on, don't go to any other field to glean. Stay right here in this one, and stay close to my young women. Watch where they are harvesting and follow them, and don't worry about a thing. I've given orders to my servants not to harass you. When you get thirsty, feel free to go and drink from the water buckets that the servants have filled. She dropped to her knees, then bowed her face to the ground. How does this happen that you should pick me out and treat me so kindly, me, a foreigner? Boaz answered her, I've heard all about you, heard about the way you treated your mother-in-law after the death of her husband, and how you left your father and mother and the land of your birth, and have come to live among a bunch of total strangers. God reward you well for what you've done, and with a generous bonus besides from God, to whom you've come seeking protection under his wings. She said, oh sir, such grace, such kindness. I don't deserve it. You've touched my heart, treated me like one of your own, and I don't even belong here. So I'd say there's definitely some exceptional qualities shown there. As we move into the final tune for this week, the next one's going to be the outro. So thank you everyone that's locked in. Big respect out to you. I'll catch you all next week. We may well continue the into part 2 of this actually. Have a good one. That was your Faith Based hosted by GDM for this week. Much love. Shouts going out to Rykler, shouts going out to Lane, shouts going out to G.